Listen up, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives, exclusively to our listeners. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
You want answers? So does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Appreciate Daniel and Ron holding so long. Apologize to the other folks, but we did have guests lined up. Ron in Colorado, a pilot and flight dispatcher, could give his take on that airline being sent through that war zone. For me, that's the big enchilada. What do you think, Ron?
Well, that was the first question I was asking when it happened. You know, you cannot dispatch a flight through restricted airspace or a combat zone. You know, that'd be the equivalency of dispatching a TWA 747 over Hanoi. I mean, you got to be kidding me. That was the first thing I said. I noticed one of your callers earlier said those fresh passports. I do remember seeing that photo, and it always puzzled me because normally my passport's beat up, and I'm just seeing brand new fresh passports. It was really weird. But not only that, the same aircraft type model is missing from the same airline. What are the odds of that?
I agree, but it doesn't matter that you're a pilot and work as an air traffic controller or dispatcher. The Boston Globe says you're not allowed to question things like that.
Well, what I really want to find out is, okay, every aircraft has multiple serial numbers stamped all over. I had part of my power plant license, too, when I was a lot younger. And I know the engine, every engine part is stamped with the serial number of the aircraft. So I want to know the serial numbers of the aircraft that's missing and match them to this aircraft. I just find it totally unbelievable that you've got a plane that disappears into nowhere, which is unbelievable already. Okay, that's just, I never bought that story to begin with. And then you have the same model type and aircraft that gets shot down over here. It's utterly, this story is completely and utterly ridiculous. And
well, when you look at operation, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said now we're going to start declaring a Cold War by these thieves. And I don't know what I'm third generation military, Alec. I just don't even know what to think of this country anymore. You know, my father fought in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam against so-called communism. While you got Harry Reid cutting land deals with the Chinese, you got Smithfield selling all our chicken poultry to the Chinese. I mean, what is going on around here? I mean, I'm in a Twilight Zone movie.
It's now a total sellout. This is what tyranny looks like, and they're just getting started. I hear you, brother. And thanks for the call. Remember Operation Northwoods, ABC News, CIA would have operatives get on a plane, go land it, say it disappeared, basically, have another one take off and then get blown up later. They even talked about, in another false flag, how to put dead bodies on board a ship. They were going to do that. They did that in World War II, too. I'm telling you, folks, this is really suspicious. And Malaysia is working with the globalists. I mean, I agree. I mean, it looks bad. I don't know what's going on. I just know the official story is full of holes that you could drive a Mack truck through. Daniel, thanks for calling and holding. You work with aviation equipment. What's your take on this?
Sure do, and thanks for having me, first-time caller.
Go ahead.
Well, read an article out of the London Telegraph about the Dutch cyclist that was meant to be on both of the planes. I thought that seemed pretty unreal. But what your caller touched on, the last caller, you know, the probability both of these things happening, you know, I kind of wanted to break it down really simple for your listeners. Even if it was a 1% chance that the first plane went and disappeared and never was to be found again, the second plane disappearing is probably another 1% or smaller chance. Well, you know, when you multiply 1% by 1%, you get 0.01%. That's a pretty low probability.
It sounds like they've got a deal with Malaysian Airlines to troll over war zones, because they're now flying over the rebel-held area in Syria that's a no-fly area. And, I mean, that's a story out today. Something's going on here. Something's going on. And I guess they say, oh, look, Syria shot down a Malaysian airliner. We have to attack them, too. I mean, this is classic war propaganda. Thank you so much, Daniel, for holding. Okay, Syrian girl will give us her take on this and more. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mimi Alahim, or Syrian Girl, is with us for the balance of the hour. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to put the phones up so you can talk to her. She is in Australia. Her family are refugees from Syria. We're anti-Assad. And for about a year and a half now, first going on YouTube, then this show, and then on Australian television, RT, you name it, Syrian Girl has been one of the most accurate reporters out there and pundits exposing what's happening in Syria. Now ISIS has gone into Iraq, killing tens of thousands there. They estimate 300,000 dead in the last 3.5, almost 4 years of globalist pact destabilization, civil war operations in Syria. And again, I don't endorse Vladimir Putin. Russia's got a lot of issues. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who I admire, did endorse him before he died publicly. And the U.S. ambassador went there not believing it and had dinner with him. He said a cogent Solzhenitsyn broke it all down, that compared to the wicked West that was run by such evil, and that it actually funded the Bolsheviks to begin with. Solzhenitsyn wrote a book about it that literally I could have written, but not as good as him, about how the West overthrew Russia, put the Bolsheviks in. And that information has been so powerful in Russia that it's deprogramming the KGB people, all of them. And it's a nationalism and I guess a patriarchy, you could call it, being set up there, which I have some problems with, kind of an El Jefe system. But compared to exterminism and the destruction of Russia, it's certainly better than communism. The issue is Russia is not offensively attacking anybody. They're in a proxy war in Syria. They're in a proxy war in Iraq. The government that our government put in, Maliki, has been neutral and is basically being overthrown right now by Saudi Arabia and the ISIS forces. And that's all come out now. So there's some of the background on that front. But we'll take your calls. The phones are wide open now. With your questions or comments on the geopolitical things in Ukraine, in Syria, in Iraq, and in other areas of Africa where the ISIS and al-Qaeda forces are publicly funded by globalist interest. And then our military goes and fights them. You have to understand, this is full-spectrum dominance. You want to destabilize the country, then the military has to march in and deal with them after they've taken the nation down later. So I'm going to explain. They're real al-Qaeda, real ISIS. And they're not controlled by the West. They are, it's like turning a vicious, rabid pit bull loose with small children. You know, the pit bull's under your control. You just release it in to attack. And that's what's going on here. And the CFR writes about it every month. They don't even, I remember the headline 2 years ago, why we need al-Qaeda in Syria and how great they are. And then finally, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz came out and said we're not al-Qaeda's air force in Syria. And the military, holding up Infowars.com signs, that's where it started, with hashtags, said, I will not fight for al-Qaeda in Syria. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs went on the Friday night before the strike was set and said, you have to stand down. We can't do this. And then it came out the British, SAS, and others did train, as we told you 2 years ago, al-Qaeda forces and ISIS forces. They know you know it's al-Qaeda, so they just change it to ISIS, folks, to confuse you. And now they've had a bunch of the Wahhabists even come out in Saudi Arabia and say these people are being run by the West. So that's now in major Riyadh newspapers. It's in Israeli papers. And then Netanyahu came out a month ago and said, we need ISIS. You know, they're doing a good job. Because it got exposed that in northern Israel by Lebanon and then bordering Syria, that Israeli forces are coordinating with ISIS. And people then send me emails saying, why are you anti-Israel? Man, you're mentally ill if you think that I'm going to sign on to backing al-Qaeda blowing up churches or blowing up moderate Muslims and putting burqas on women's heads, okay? And sexually mutilating people, okay? I'm not anti-Israel. But our country, Israel, all of them, the decisions have been made to back al-Qaeda worldwide. And that's incredibly immoral. And what does it say about us if we just let them ignore this and let this keep going on? Our military is not ignoring it. They're freaked out. And they should be. Terrorism has been used to end our way of life and bring in tyranny. And now they say the Tea Party's the main enemy. And gun owners and returning veterans and Christians. That's on record. Don't you see it? The border's wide open. It's all a fraud. We are now the enemy because the globalists are literally occupiers. We get that message out, we can stop them. So we salute Syrian Girl, twitter.com/partisan girl, youtube.com/Syrian Girl Partisan, and she joins us. So, Mimi, great to have you on with us from Australia. Thanks for getting up at 4 in the morning or whatever it is. What time is it in Australia?
At the moment, it's about getting towards 3 a.m., I think. And thanks so much for having me on again. It's a great pleasure and an honor to be on.
Well, it's an honor to have you. Okay, well, I mean, you've heard me for 5 minutes talking about my view. What's your take? Where do you want to start in the world?
Well, I would love to go straight into ISIS, if that's okay, and then we can get on to the other things, because I just want to basically support and reiterate a lot of what you've just said. Just recently, ISIS has actually pushed out all of the Christians from Mosul in Iraq, which they've been there for 2,000 years, and they've actually been marking their homes. Just like the Nazis would have marked the homes of Jewish people in Germany just before and during World War II. So they've been, of course, destroying Iraq's historical artifacts and following on the trend of the destruction of Iraq's history since the start of the war in 2003. They've been stoning women, and basically their goal is to turn back time to 1,400 years ago. So a British person of Pakistani descent living, who is born in Britain and lived there all his life, because he happens to be of this specific sect of Wahhabi Islam, he believes himself more entitled to Syrian land than a Syrian Christian or a Syrian Muslim that's been living there for his entire life. So they believe that anything that is Muslim land, that has a majority of Muslims living in it, no matter if those Muslims agree with their brand of Wahhabism or not — Wahhabism is a specific cult that Al-Qaeda follow — they believe that land is automatically belongs to them, and they're allowed to just go in there, steal people's homes, steal people's oil, slaughter people, not give anything to society, but just create war and destruction. And it's basically like a zombie horde. I'd love to talk about who is backing them and basically how the media plays a role in all this as well.
Sure. I mean, they're acting, playing dumb. Like, we don't know where ISIS came from. Well, it came from the bases they've set up there in eastern Syria in the last couple of years. And they've been given all these weapons, and that's what they're there for. But, yeah, let's talk about some of these people who are blowing up churches, lining up Christians and non-radical Muslims, including Sunnis. Again, Wahhabism, for folks who don't know, is a tiny minority of the majority of Islam, I guess about 80% that are Sunnis. And of course, you're a Sunni as well. And it's just amazing that they're now even killing other Sunnis they don't like and eating hearts and just — and I've talked to a lot of military people and family. They just say Wahhabists are like crazed demons. They're not Muslims. I mean, they rape women, rape men, kill babies. They just are a bunch of psycho supremacists, like you said. They think they're God.
Well, exactly. They really believe that they are backed by God. And the media has been sort of helping in this because they're giving them an air of invincibility. And they're sort of muddying the waters about where their support is coming from. They're making them appear as though nobody's supporting them. So some brainwashed youth in the West will start to think, oh, maybe God is the one who is making ISIS so strong. You know, perhaps, you know, they start to believe in this myth that's being created. And, you know, ISIS, in fact, formed in Iraq in 2006, around 2006-2007. And one of its leaders actually admitted when he was captured that the group solely existed on the Internet. And yet, even while this is happening, it was given so much attention by Al Jazeera. The thing is, Al-Qaeda was never in Iraq in 2003, even though Bush was claiming that it was. It came to Iraq much later, as I said, in 2006. So it just goes to show you that if Syria and Iraq, the countries, were not destabilized, these groups would never have been formed, have grown as they have. You know, they used to be largely a myth, and now they've become a reality. I think the purpose of ISIS in Iraq was mainly to create a division between Shiites and Sunnis, because in 2004, if you recall, many people were protesting against the occupation that were both Sunni and Shia, and the country was sort of united against the occupation. And in order to divide and conquer them, of course, the thinkers of the time, such as James Steele, Robert Ford, who created the El Salvador option, I'm forgetting a lot of names here, they decided to back death squads from both the Shia side and the Sunni side. So on the Shia side of the coin, they supported the Beta Brigades, which were supported by Iran and created by Iran during the Iran-Iraq War. And they actually put them into the Interior Ministry of Iraq and created this very sectarian government and military. And on the other side of that coin, they created ISIS, which is, of course, sees all Shiites as basically lambs to the slaughter.
Just like Israel created Hamas to counter Hezbollah in 1974 or 5. This is full spectrum dominance, for those that don't understand, where you create the two groups to wreck the country. The target is the women and children. The target is civilization. The target is movie theaters. The target is running water. The target is eugenics. And that's what this is. And that's why these are absolutely war crimes by the Rand Corporation and the Pentagon. And they're doing it to us here domestically. We're all under attack, too, here in America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com.
Supernaturalsilver.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble.
We are simulcasting this worldwide radio transmission on over 160 AM and FM affiliates at InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and of course there's the free feed that's not as high res at InfoWars.com/show. Please pass that link on to friends and family. That's how we wake more people up. The free podcast subscription is there as well. And even if you're not a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv or the Nightly News, we have archives that are up by the next day on YouTube of much of what we do here. And it's not just for you, it's to pass on to friends and family. Realize that we can defeat this together, just like we stopped the air war that would have toppled the regime there to turn it over to Al-Qaeda to blow up every church and murder every Muslim that wasn't a Wahhabist. You're wearing a suit and tie, don't have a big beard, you're dead. You haven't attacked anybody and want to work with people, you're dead. You run around like psychos that want to kill people all day, go from country to country, you're going to be put in charge. I mean, this is so evil. It's chaos, just like they want our borders open, just like they want to teach kids 2 plus 2 equals 5 and cut our power plants off and ship our jobs overseas. This country is under attack. The whole world is by the globalists. They're attacking everybody. They're cutting our troops off of their VA benefits, putting them on death lists. Syrian girl joins us again with her inside perspective. Mimi, continuing here with where you left off, how are things going from your family that you talked to back in Syria in the war? I mean, I know they've been forced to do a lot of setbacks, and militarily, if you're losing one conflict to boost morale and keep momentum going, a lot of times you'll then try to invade something else. I think that's a big part of this move into Iraq as well. Saudi Arabia has been trying to act like they're not involved, but they're involved on record. So what's your intel on that?
Well, from what's left of my family in Syria, they're residing in Damascus, and they actually told me that the situation in Damascus is getting much better. The checkpoints are no longer very close to the city. They're moving out into the outskirts. But on the other hand, in Aleppo, I have a friend in Aleppo, and he tells me that in that city of 2 million people, they've been without running water for 2 months. Because the Al-Qaeda rebels actually blew up the water supply. And this isn't ISIS, this is Jabhat al-Nusra, the other Al-Qaeda rebels that the moderate rebels that they keep telling us about seem to be working alongside. And so they're just conveniently forgotten about in the media. They've actually been without running water. They can't take showers. They can't flush the toilet, they can't open their, make a cup of tea or anything. So they've been taking it out of rivers and just dragging them back to their homes. And you never hear about that from the humanitarians. But I just wanted to go back to Hamas just for a little bit because of what's going on in Gaza and what you mentioned about its creation. I just wanted to say, yes, they were created to weaken other groups which were based on nationalism and secularism rather than religion. But perhaps maybe Hamas just wasn't sectarian enough, because in 2001, the Mossad actually was caught trying to start an Al-Qaeda cell in Gaza. So that's really interesting. And it's also interesting that it was ISIS that claimed to have captured the three illegal Israeli settlers, not Hamas. Hamas actually said they had nothing to do with it. And that was the event that was the precursor to Israel starting to bomb Gaza. So it's interesting how ISIS has been tying in to that plan. And one of the other plans that ISIS has really been tying into is the Balkanization of Iraq and Syria, into each country being split into three separate states, which has been one of the main goals of a lot of these think tanks, such as the Brookings Institute, that suggested this would be really beneficial towards the U.S. and Israel. And, of course, you know, that means the creation of Kurdistan, supporting the Peshmerga there.
Let's be clear. At Harvard, the Chicago Business School, the Pentagon, Rand Corporation, all these big think tanks are bragging about how great this is going. I wonder how everybody in Israel deals with Netanyahu openly endorsing ISIS a month ago and saying, you know, what's going on in Iraq is good for us. Good for us. I mean, how is joining with evil, causing civil war, killing innocent people, how is that good for Israel? I mean, I can see the geopolitical things for now, but how is losing the moral high ground, how is doing that good for Israel?
Well, they just want more land, I guess it's like, or they just want to continue their ethnic cleansing of all of the Palestinians that live amongst them. So that's the agenda. I don't think it's good for Jewish people. I think that it's good for only the state that wants to grow. I mean, the state has a mind of its own. It doesn't care about...
Exactly. That's why all these governments act just the same. Just like our state wants a war with Russia, but we don't. it's the state and people like George Soros in it that just get power out of chaos and out of a permanent crisis government, a COG. We'll be back with phone calls with Syrian girl and get her take on Ukraine.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
No flashbulbs, no line. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with...
We're going to be going to your phone calls here in just a few minutes after I get her take on where all this ends. Syrian girl. And her take on the whole Ukraine situation. But it's all part of the same proxy war, but I want to get her specific take on it. Briefly, folks, we're not powerless here. We did stop the open al-Qaeda backing invasion of Syria, so now they've just attacked Iraq with them. It's just so evil and so criminal and so illegal that I don't even have words to describe it. And again, it's like the border's being wide open. The stand down was ordered 4 months ago. The Border Patrol president's on record. And the media still acts like they don't know why there's a problem on the border. It'd be like if you burned your neighbor's house down in broad daylight in front of the cops, and the cops went, we don't know who burned it down, even though there's video of you burning it down. This is the age of crisis. They're pulling out all the stops to bring in the world government on the backs of the financial collapse and then blame the financial collapse on all the wars and stuff, which I've been saying for years because this is how they do it. They've done this in the third world over and over again. They're now doing it here. Please remember that this hour is brought to you by the best storable food out there, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. And I love the big plastic tote boxes, storage boxes that it comes in. Super high quality. It's what I use for myself and my family. Non-GMO, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. In these times, you're nuts if you don't have a good supply of storable food. 866-229-0927, My Patriot Supply. And lastly, I forgot to take it this morning because I got busy, and boy, am I feeling it. And I do this about three times a day. I take a little bit more than the recommended allowance of this. I take the Super Male Vitality, opening a brand new bottle of it because I can't find the one that was here. And then I put a dropper. I'll do two droppers. I need the energy. Two droppers of that. Then I take the Survival Shield Super Nation Iodine X2 that is life-changing for me and so many others that have taken it. This is why they put bad halogens in the food and water to block the good halogen. You put that in there. That is a hefty dose. Consult your physician before you take this, ladies and gentlemen, because you will detox. I mean, I took about half the dose the first 6 months or so of this stuff, and in the first month I did have some detoxing effects that I was warned about. And then stuff just poured out of my skin. I mean, it's just amazing. And people can notice I tan better than I used to. I used to just get sunspots when I got out in the sun. Now I actually turn brown, which is what so many experts said. And this is not out yet. No one knows what this is. But it'll be available soon. I'm taking this. So I'm not going to announce this product yet. So here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the liberty. Here's the freedom. Here's the stopping World War III. Here's to humanity surviving in space bases, and here's to you, all of you out there that support the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com to get these products. I need a straw because the iodine goes to the bottom, or a stir. And I take it straight a lot, too. And we develop these iodines so they don't taste horrible like the alcohol-based ones. I'm not knocking the alcohol-based ones. It's just that it binds up with it and tastes like rocket fuel. So some people are like, I'm not going to take that. That's iodine. Ladies and gentlemen, this is in organic palm oil. So, again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Don't forget all the books, the films, the T-shirts, the pro-liberty products, Made in America, Made in 1776.com. All that's discounted the month of July at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And we will sell out soon on the limited edition Molon Labe belt buckles. So, again, get a great piece of Americana, promote the Second Amendment, and get a limited edition belt buckle and support the InfoWar. Made in 1776.com, or you can find the Made in 1776 section at InfoWarStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And the whole family of InfoWarsLife.com products. We've been sold out for 2.5 months on the Silver Bullet Super Colloidal Silver. We have some of that back in right now as well. Okay, going back to Syrian Girl, Mimi, finishing up with where you see all this going, why do you think suddenly Obama doesn't care if people know that our government runs al-Qaeda? How can Benjamin Netanyahu say we got to attack this country, or Gaza, this area, this enclave, because ISIS killed three of our teenagers, but then be in the Jerusalem Post saying what ISIS is doing is good for Israel and Iraq and Iran? It's just such moral bankruptcy publicly, and then it's moral high ground. If I'm not for al-Qaeda, I'm now anti-Israel. It's very bizarre.
It's because they count on the fact that they can keep people asleep and dumbed down with all their stupid shows that they put on for them. And basically they muddy the waters, you know. On one hand, they tell you, they try to spread rumors like, oh, Israel's neutral, or Israel actually supports Assad, when in reality they're actually helping the rebels, giving them medical aid and giving them shelter on the border. And these are Al-Qaeda that they're sheltering. You know, it's obvious for people who are paying attention, but they are counting on the fact that nobody's paying attention.
Other points you'd like to get out on air before we go to calls, and I want to get your take on Ukraine.
Other points on ISIS, I wanted to really make the point that when Obama said he wanted to give $500 million to strengthen the moderate rebels, what he really was trying to say is, I want to give $500 million to ISIS. Because he himself said a week previously that the idea of a moderate-ready rebel force in Syria is a fantasy. And even the head of the moderates, Jamal Marouf, this is the guy that the U.S. says is the beacon of hope, says on record to the Independent that Al-Qaeda is not his problem and that he's fought alongside them in many battles. And this just happens to be the Jabhat al-Nusra faction. So I just wanted to say that while ISIS is barbaric, we shouldn't forget about the barbarism of the other rebel groups which are sold to us as moderates.
And again, most people in the government are not evil, so all this confusion is designed to confuse the military, the police, everybody. We're here decompartmentalizing this, and we've shown years beforehand, we know what we're talking about right now. We are right about this.
And we have been for a long time, I think.
What's coming next? What do you think's going to, what's the next big shoe to drop in the Middle East?
I think that the idea for the Middle East is to keep them on a slow burn and keep the bloodshed going as long as possible and hopefully get some divided states. I think that with Ukraine and the world and where everything is going, I know, I'm sorry, did I jump ahead?
Go ahead. Let's talk about Ukraine.
Well, I wanted to say, you know, at the end of the Cold War, one of the deals that went about before Warsaw was disbanded was that Ukraine would sort of stay a neutral ground that wouldn't be put into the NATO camp. Now, whilst Warsaw, the USSR's brand of NATO, was disbanded, NATO remains alive and well, and NATO's objective was to isolate Russia. And I believe that what's happening in Ukraine now follows what happened between the Georgia-Russian war only a few years ago and what's happening in Syria as well, is to continue basically to restart the Cold War and to continue to surround and isolate Russia. And that's heading towards dangerous ground. What happened in Maidan was basically a colored revolution, whether or not, you know, the government that was overthrown was an oligarchy. It was democratically elected, but whether or not, you know, the governments in Ukraine were an oligarchy, which I'm sure they were, you know, a lot of what happened was another oligarch was put into power. But in the meantime, they created so much division and problems between the people and disenfranchised the Russian speakers. So it is a direct result of this colored revolution we're seeing happen in Ukraine now. And it just goes to show you that even if the Syrian president had stepped down at the start of 2011, it wouldn't have prevented a civil war. It would have perhaps accelerated the Balkanization and the division of Syria.
Well, that's right. And again, it's the very same proxy war they're starting in Ukraine that they started in Syria over the last almost 4 years. And what's wild about this is when you're just even barely paying attention, it's all in slow motion clear. It's all admitted. But on our news, it's like, bad man Putin shot ordered plane shot down. He mean. We need to hurt him. And Putin mean. Putin bad.
Putin evil. And, you know, he's the brand new dictator. And
yeah, Putin's missile. Oh, he's so, like, he was there launching the missile himself. When it's hiding in plain view, why was a commercial airliner of the exact same make and model of the other missing one? I mean, this just gets a little too weird. It's basically impossible, folks, in my view, statistically, to fly through a restricted airspace area. And I had all these air traffic controllers, you name it, call in, and they said, yes, you're right. Just no one is allowed to fly in there. It's a huge area. And they fly right through it when they shot down another plane there the day before. So, statistically, I think the Russians probably did shoot it down. But the issue is that they flew it through there. And we had an air traffic controller on earlier saying this will be the equivalent of in Vietnam flying a passenger jet over Hanoi, over North Vietnam, and then freaking out saying, they shot down a passenger liner. Well, you would ask, why did you fly a plane through a war zone? Whoever ordered it to fly through there is who did it, basically.
I think it's very, very strange that nobody is able to fly over Syrian airspace, where it was like that for many years, where the U.S. advised or the Civil Aviation Authority advised airliners not to fly over Syrian airspace, but somehow it was okay to fly over Ukrainian airspace. And that's because, you know, the responsibility is not over on their hands. So I think that, you know, especially in that area, where the responsibility lies, you know, to just say it's Putin, it's basically just such bias that we've been seeing in the media right now. Even I laugh because I also recall during the Winter Olympics, the media against the Winter Olympics was so strong because it was held in Russia. And I believe there was some hashtag like Putin fail or Russia fail or something along those lines. Just the beat up. And it's just like the return of the Cold War, I think.
But this time we act more like the old Soviets than Russia does. It's really freaking the military out right now. Let's go to some phone calls. We're going to go to, is it Hubu? Habu, I always pronounce his name wrong. He's called before. And then we've got General, George, Mike, David, and others. And David's calling in Spain, so we'll go to him first after we talk to Hubu. Thank you for coming on, sir.
Thank you very much indeed. And as usual, you've been spot on with the Ukrainian matter. But what is really the good thing that you do to humanity is that you've got a worldwide reach, a global reach, and you are doing the rebuttal in real time, which means then something's not going to happen, and then 1 month later we discover it. You are hitting him right in the nose. So good for you and bless you. The last time I called when Syrian girl was on, I mentioned, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, that it would help the Syrian authority to have Iranian and Hezbollah, and they did enter the fray and they did turn it around. Here's my question to a Syrian girl. Right now, it seems like ISIS has got a lot of booty, meaning they've got almost, by some estimates, $2 billion, and they've got advanced armaments. If they are pushed out of Iraq, is this going to create almost a monstrous problem for Syria? Because
oh no, that's the plan. They're letting them reconnoiter in Iraq and then get more weapons and then go back into Syria. This is clearly a regrouping either way. If they can't take Iraq, that's okay, because they can then regroup and smash back into Syria. Syrian girl, your take on Habu's great question.
That's a really, really interesting point. Would, you know, a running away from Iraq and into Syria could also create problems for Syria. But at the same time, I think that ISIS is controlling oil fields in Iraq and in Syria. So it's sort of they're feeding each other. ISIS in Iraq is propping up ISIS in Syria and vice versa. So if we can get rid of them in Iraq, maybe it actually would be beneficial for Syria and vice versa. I think that it's important for Iraq and Syria to coordinate attacks against ISIS together. And indeed, they are sitting on a lot of booty. They have taken a lot of oil fields. But I think in order for them to have access to all of those oil fields and all of those weaponry and to achieve these military gains, they would have had to have had a strong backer and a lot of money coming in from a state for them to achieve this.
All right, sir. Good to hear from you. Thank you. Let's talk to David in Spain. Go ahead.
Hi. Alex, Syrian girl. Hi, my name's David. I'm calling from Spain, from Europe. I was just listening to the radio show. I was listing a series of countries, Iraq, Libya, Syria, Russia, China, even ISIS. And what I understand is that predominantly Iraq was Saddam was a friend of the West, was funded and put in power by the West. Gaddafi was the same. I understand that, and this is a question for you, Syria girl, but I understand that Assad had links to the West and was at one point a great friend of the West. We know, because you've been speaking about it earlier, Alex, that back in the 20th century, the West got involved with the Russian situation via the Rothschilds at some point. We know that Kissinger's been doing deals with China. And it's incredible. And I disagree with you, though, Alex, because you say we're heading off to war. I don't think we are. Not yet. Because the Russians and the Chinese aren't powerful enough to have a good old bash at it, right? And they need to have better weapons, better military, better naval. And it's my belief that it's the West who are selling them all that equipment and training, etc., just as they do with ISIS. And just as we know...
Well, when I say we're marching off to war, just to be clear, there's already a bunch of wars breaking out in Africa, in Syria, all over the Middle East, in Ukraine. We're just here, or you're in Spain. I mean, you've had riots in the streets off and on. Look what's happening there. So I think we're both right. But when I say nuclear war, I'm saying that card is in the deck. And it could happen if we don't worry about it and talk about it and think about it. But I tell you what, I'm going to come back and get Syria Girl's take on that. But what do you say to what I just said?
My point is this, Alex, is it's the West who are selling them the equipment, and they're not going to be ready for another 2-3 years. Now, I'm in the Joel Skousen...
I agree with you. I agree with you. We'll be back. Stay with us.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for babyboomerbackupplan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime, and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
By the way, I thought it was up there 30 minutes ago. It hadn't been put up yet. It's now been put up on InfoWars.com. We tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet it. Matt Drudge predicted the future. Matt Drudge is a top futurist. Matt Drudge changed the world is the name of the video. We're going to make it the featured video on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube as well. So that's happening right now. Let's go back to Syrian Girl. David, I got to jump on to other people, but Syrian Girl, you want to comment on what he just said?
I just wanted to correct some of the comments, such as Russia and China are buying weapons from the U.S. I don't believe that that's true. I think China is still buying from Russia. I think the Russians might be buying microchips, though, from a French company called Thales, because the U.S. is still the best at microchips. But I also wanted to correct about Assad being a friend of the West. Bashar al-Assad was actually, this current president, was being sort of, the West tried to seduce him in 2008.
They set up Gaddafi, too. He invested all their money, worked with them, let all their ops in, they set him up. And the same thing with Assad, he was trying to work with them while they got their people in place.
But Assad wouldn't play the same ball game. I mean, Gaddafi decided to disarm himself of chemical weapons, but Assad in 2004, they asked him to disarm his chemical weapons in exchange for peace. He said, you know what, I'll disarm when the entire Middle East disarms of WMDs. That was proposed to the United Nations. Of course, the U.S. vetoed the proposal, and we ended up...
Now, you got to love how this moral high ground, where the West has all these weapons that nobody else can have weapons, even if they've never used them. It's like 9/11 happens and we blame Saddam. It's just, I mean, why not attack Australia or the North Pole? I mean, Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11.
Absolutely. It's all part of the agenda to just disarm them of these weapons. And I do want to agree with you, though, that we are already in a war. And we are already heading towards a threat of war, and it's like sticking your head in the sand if you don't examine the possibility of there being a more a war, let's say, where the West is involved.
Sure.
Because that's really what it means.
Well, look, they're not building giant bunkers for the elite everywhere, and the elite aren't leaving Israel and other places for no reason. I mean, this is a big deal. But I agree with what David said, it's going to get worse down the road. I think things will just continue to deteriorate as long as these psychopaths are running things. And again, they hate us here in America, folks. The globalists hate us more than they hate the Syrians. They hate anybody that's sovereign, anybody that's got guns. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just have one question from Syrian Girl and a battle plan after I finish with her. One question. I had stayed with some of the very high officials in intelligence at their house, and they had lots of connections with the airlines. Being you're in Australia, and I'm sure you're a little bit familiar with the politics of Malaysia, businesses north of you, where your residence is now, do you think that either they were duped or they were blackmailed or there might be some sort of connection there? I'm just curious.
Do you mean the airline, maybe somebody wanted to make sure that the airline would go bust? That was one thing that sort of occurred to me.
Well, I mean, here's another deal. They just flew through Syrian airspace the day after the shootdown, where you're not supposed to fly. I mean, they're trying to get those planes shot down.
Seems like it's just bizarre that it just happened to be a Malaysian airline, you know, twice. It's beyond a coincidence. But as to the reason why, I can't at this point make a guess, because I it wouldn't be accurate.
Yeah, caller, what was your battle plan point?
The battle plan point, I think we should do something that Amnesty International always does. They send letters out to various officials trying to either release people or whatever. In this stead, I think we should do the reverse. We should send postcards, only postcards, no World War III, no Lusitania to George Soros.
Hey, I'll tell you what, stay there. We're going to do some overdrive.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of
independence, but to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.